Well, next up on the show, the Supreme Court made history today by declaring the Aam Aadmi Party's Kuldeep Kumar the winner of last month's Chandigarh mayoral election, ending weeks of controversy after the returning officer Anil Masi was caught on camera invalidating and discarding 8 votes in his favour. The order preceded by the actual counting of votes in the Supreme Court, including those erroneously rejected, rather than at a counting centre, cancels the earlier result that saw the BJP's Manoj Sonkar being elected mayor. The returning officer for these elections faces contempt of court action. He'd been warned of prosecution if it was found that he lied in the court. The question is, has he? He has to answer some pretty harsh questions. But let's listen in to what Arvind Kejriwal has had to say.
India Gathbandhan ki yeh bahut badi jeet hai. Pehli jeet hai, bahut badi jeet hai aur bahut bade maayne rakhti hai. एक तरह से उन लोगों से छीन के लाए हम लोग ये जीत. उन लोगों ने तो चोरी कर लिया था ये चुनाव. उन लोगों ने तो वोट चोरी कर लिए थे, लेकिन हमने हार नहीं मानी. हम आखिरी समय तक लड़ते रहे, संघर्ष करते रहे और अंत में हमारी जीत हुई.
Do you think you'll get this relief for Kuldeep Kumar? Because when you started, you actually asked for a re-election. And then, of course, as the Chief Justice of India himself said, there's horse trading that is taking place. This is quite a historic verdict in many ways.
I think it's a very important verdict in the judicial history of India. The first time the court has intervened in an election process which had been concluded and held that there was a serious irregularity in the election process conducted by the presiding officer, who had himself defaced the votes and derailed the elections, and the marks that he had put on those ballot papers became the reason for invalidation of those votes. The court has now given a verdict that those 8 votes which were declared as invalid are actually valid votes, and by counting them along with the 12 votes which were polled earlier, he gets 20 votes and the petitioner has been declared elected as the mayor of Chandigarh.
There has been no precedent like this, sir, ever in recent times. Can you ever recall any such incident that has ever happened before? Because I can't see when an electoral process is done. Today the Supreme Court has unilaterally taken that role under the Constitution to go ahead and declare the mayor, your petitioner, as the candidate.
I think the electoral process was hijacked by the misconduct of the mayor, and the Supreme Court has taken a very valid cognizance of the same, and they have held that the entire edifice of democracy is based upon free and fair elections, and in the manner that it is found that they have not conducted themselves fairly is a reason enough to order the election of the mayor in the verdict by the court.
Well, joining us now, Dr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi, the senior Congress lawyer, three-time MP. He's also a senior Supreme Court lawyer who's been looking at this entire process very closely in court. So firstly, the larger picture. How ridiculous is it that the Supreme Court has to go into the actual process of overseeing the actual counting of ballots for a mayoral election? The larger picture.
It's not the Supreme Court seeing a mayoral election. It is the vindication of a much larger principle by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has walked the talk. The Supreme Court has given last mile remedy. The Supreme Court has not made a case of declaration of rights and yet remedy-less, operation successful, patient dies. And why did it happen? Vishnu, you must know this. First, see just 3 or 4 facts and then I'll tell you the larger issue. Here is the most brazen situation of 20 becoming 12. And then the person saying that I put a dot or a defacement, what I treat as a defacement, because you had already defaced. He said this so openly and brazenly as recently as yesterday. Now, luckily, 3 weeks ago, I had got an interim order which said preserve the ballots.
Yes.
Stop everything, maintain status quo, and even the budget session shall not take place. That's 3 weeks ago. It's another irony that these 3 weeks are used by them to do further horse trading, inducements, fear or money, and get 3 people to defect, come back last night with the resignation of the speaker, and in a very blasé manner, blithely tell the court, why not let's have fresh elections. Look at this whole plan. It's compounding the felony. It's making the original sin worse. The courts therefore saw through it. And they said, look, you cannot have the fruits of a poisoned tree. You cannot benefit by poisoning the tree yourself and enjoy the benefits. So they said, let's look at the ballots. The ballots were so brazenly clear and clean, and his averment yesterday in the court so brazenly false, that the court straight away declared the result. Now, I would say, there are three or four very important takeaways. One, this is not a government officer mission. This is Masih,
yes,
who is a BJP councillor. And a BJP councillor who did not fight elections this time, therefore nominated as the presiding officer. Second, do you think this chap, and I won't call him poor BJP councillor because he's also been very brazen and he's facing perjury, by the way. Would you think he would ever have the guts to do 1/10 or 1/100 of what he did without full reassurance, support, or at least a protective umbrella by the powers that be in the central government or other powers of a ruling party? Do you think it's possible? Number three, do you think the kind of lawyers he's represented by, this man can afford himself? This is an orchestrated system. Today, in your channels, the BJP is keeping silent. Fair enough, they were right not to come. But do you think it takes away from the point that this was all planned? And the brazenness it is planned is after we went to court. There is further planning. We go to court, we get an interim order, the planning is okay, kya kar lenge? Let us see, let us win 3-over, resign the mayor yesterday and say now let's have elections. So this is absolute, you know, by hook or by crook, less by hook, more by crook. And you take pride. I take pride in saying I fight to win. We all fight to win. But we fight to win with means fair, not means foul.
But Dr. Singhvi, let me ask you this. You know, the BJP now has, and you were referring to this, the BJP, as a result of what has taken place in the last couple of days, has 19 votes in the 35-member house, including that of the Chandigarh Lok Sabha MP, who has voting rights as an ex-officio member. The Aam Aadmi Party Congress, as I understand it, have only 17. What if tomorrow or day after there is a no-confidence motion, right? And the government, it falls. The mayoral system in Chandigarh falls. Then what happens?
Vishnu, this is a common misconception floating around in the channels. Let me make it clear. Fortunately or unfortunately, this is a creature of statute. The corporation is created by statute. There is no provision, no system, no methodology, no mechanism for a no confidence motion. So get it out of your mind. The mayor stands elected for 1 year. He remains for 1 year. You have to suffer him for 1 year. He goes out after 1 year. There is no system by which I can remove you by. So they cannot actually benefit today. They could have benefited only. And that is why they proposed a fresh election. Imagine the persons who are clamoring. Otherwise, suddenly change tack, get the man resigned and say, let's have fresh elections. That was the game plan. Now the mayor stands elected as the mayor. And once you are the mayor, Vishnu, you can't be touched till the end of the term, which is 1 year. But I again come back. This is unfortunately happening with monotonous regularity across. In Maharashtra, you've seen it. In Karnataka, when I did the midnight case, you've seen it. In Karnataka, today as we speak, there is an FIR lodged because the difference in the Rajya Sabha election is 4 to 5 votes. FIR is lodged about clear horse trading attempts. It's happened in the Northeast. This party is actually the BJP is using either inducement, monetary, or fear agencies to say that, look, come what may, we shall win.
Okay.
This, at the end of the day, paints a picture which somewhere gets into the psyche of democracy. I know in a majority, you have the right to use your majority to do wrong. But equally, when you do wrong repeatedly with the majority right you have, then it gets into the psyche of the people that, look, these people are just at it irrespective of any limits.
Okay, Dr. Singhvi, let me, actually, we do have the BJP on this program, and I know you want to do this as a one-on-one interview. Thanks very much, sir, for being with us. I'm joined by Manjeet Singh Rai of the BJP. I'm also joined by Ashutosh Srivastava, a senior advocate in the Supreme Court, Akshay Marathe of the Aam Aadmi Party. In fact, let me go to Ashutosh Srivastava first. On the larger point on how this returning officer could have done this, with the lawyers who did support him without support from larger powers. That's the point that Dr. Singhvi made. How would you respond?
See, that could be, misconception of the people. See, if he has been represented by certain lawyers, it doesn't mean that he is being supported by any particular person or political party. And so far as the order is concerned, the Supreme Court has found him guilty of the misconduct. And the way he conducted the election was not proper, it was not lawful. So that is one part of it. But the Supreme Court has not made any remark against any political party or
no,
any
I'm
person.
No, I'm asking you to answer directly. I mean, does it not seem odd that he would do this himself? He seemed to have lawyers. and the support of a larger system, which was trying to protect him legally. How would you respond to that?
See, any lawyer, whether senior lawyer or an ordinary lawyer.
Yes, they all have rights to two lawyers, I understand.
Represent but, the client on pro bono basis also. It is not that, you know, if somebody feels that he supports this particular legal concept, or if he has, a desire to support or defend somebody whom he thinks has been put into allegations in a wrongful manner, can be defended. See, it is the court to decide.
Okay, so that's
finally
the process. Obviously, everybody has the right to a lawyer. That's what you're saying. I take that. Shahzad Faraz is also with us. Sorry, Shahzad, didn't introduce you earlier. My next question is to you. This returning officer has perjured the court. He has allegedly lied to the court. Could he face a jail term? What does Section 340 of the IPC actually say?
Yes, certainly. He can be facing imprisonment, and he has been issued a notice, and he has to respond to the notice, and he can face a jail term. And I just want to just graphically, because as part of this matter, I just want to graphically tell for you what happened yesterday, for which he's been accused of perjury. The Chief Justice clearly said, now you're here, as per the interim order 3 weeks back, the court had directed him to be present in court personally. He was present in court personally yesterday. The Chief Justice told him that now we are going to ask you some questions. Please be very cognizant that you are answering to a judicial forum, and therefore there's no question of any untruth being told to us. Please be completely honest. Then the question started, and the question was, did you make a mark on it, on some of the ballots? He reluctantly admitted that he made the mark. And then he went to justify it, saying he made the mark because these ballots were defaced. So therefore, to identify the defaced ballots, he made the mark. When those 8 ballots were produced before the court today, and the court physically examined each of those 8 ballots, and also shared it with both sides' counsels, with us and with the other sides' counsels, it became very clear that, in fact, those ballots were perfect ballots. They were like iron ballots. There was nothing wrong with them. Forget a question of defacement. So obviously he lied to the court yesterday that he made those marks because those to identify the defaced ballots. This is after a clear warning that whatever you're going to say has to be the truth and nothing but the truth. So he has clearly perjured. Even today, what is shocking is that there was defense of this kind of action after the video was shown, and after it became crystal clear that there is a complete obvious case of fraud, there was defense continued to be offered by his counsels. I think it's time that we realize that in a democracy, this kind of obvious fraud cannot be conducted and then sought to be defended in court. And I'm very happy that the court has done two things. Firstly, that IPC offenses have to be registered against him for tampering with the ballots, number one. And second, for his yesterday's perjury, appropriate action has to be taken. I think it's necessary that people like him, an example is made out of them, so that we know that this is not on in a democracy.
Manjeet Singh Rai, BJP leader, how would you look at what the Supreme Court has said today? You had won the election, and now, of course, you've lost it effectively because the Supreme Court said what happened earlier was illegal.
I'm not the part of that, the whole procedure, and I'm not the spokesman of the Chandigarh. I'm listening from you. I never involved in that totally unit. I belong to Punjab. I know for Punjab, and the spokesman of the Chandigarh unit can tell you very clearly.
No, but how would you respond to what has taken place? Do you feel that there is justice in what the Supreme Court has done? Do you believe that the BJP was unfair in how this entire process happened?
I did not read the any judgment. I did not listen to any verdict given by the Honorable Supreme Court. So how can I react on this, the whole incident?
You will not condemn, sir, what has taken place in these elections in the way it was counted?
How can I say? I'm not the part of that, the whole procedure. I belong to
So you're not willing to condemn it, despite the evidence which was produced in the video?
I'm living in Punjab. I'm not the spokesman of the Chandigarh.
I'm not asking you to be the spokesperson, but as somebody who's loyal to the BJP, I'm asking for your reaction.
No, I'm not the part of that whole procedure.
You have chosen to come on this program, but you have now decided to distance yourself from your defense.
Your person asked me to join.
Right, and now evidently you choose not to respond. That's your prerogative, sir. Let me go across to Akshay Marathe of the Aam Aadmi Party.
I'm not the spokesman of the Chandigarh.
Right, very good, sir.
I have told your persons that.
Sir, I know what my person said, sir, but you quite clearly are not willing to have an opinion either way, which is surprising.
I'm not the part.
All right, sir, that's fine. Akshay Marathe, let me just come across to you. The fact of the matter is, I understand that a no-confidence motion cannot take place at the level of the corporation, but the fact is you've lost a couple of these leaders to the BJP. Does that mean the operation of the corporation will be more difficult for you?
Vishnu, let me start off by saying that I'm actually quite shocked that the BJP leader on your channel is refusing to respect the Supreme Court's verdict. The Supreme Court very clearly held Mr. Anil Masi guilty of misconduct and fraud. And who was this fraud being done to benefit? It was being done to benefit Mr. Manjeet Singh's party, the Bharatiya Janata Party. So it is now incumbent upon the Bharatiya Janata Party to apologize to the nation. It is not enough to merely go to the courts and say, okay, the courts have done justice. That is judicial accountability. What happens to political accountability? You had the BJP national president JP Nadda tweeting on the day that this fraud happened that India has won, the BJP has won, and Chandigarh victory is a big sign for the upcoming elections. Mr. JP Nadda should apologize to the nation that he and his party conducted a fraudulent election to send out a false message. It is some kind of psychological operations that the BJP wants to run in this country, that they cannot be defeated, they are invincible. But the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress in the India alliance has shown through this Chandigarh mayor election that the BJP is not invincible, they are not unbeatable, good strategy, right intentions can defeat these people despite all of their cheating and lies and deception. That is the message of this election today. How the Chandigarh corporation will run, like Mr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi said, it is a statutory body, it is a corporation. It will be run as per the rules and laws of the Chandigarh Municipal Corporation, and the mayor of the corporation is now an Aam Aadmi Party leader. The deputy mayor election is also going to happen. We are hopeful that the India Alliance candidate will be allowed to win the election legally, as the numbers are in our favor.
But actually, let me ask you,
the same mistake.
Let me ask you a political question. The initial result was obviously a defeat. That's been overturned, and the initial result did add to an element of strain between India, the India Alliance, and your party, and its ties with the Congress. Do you now believe that the India Alliance has, a bump up of in a certain sense, and is your equation with the Congress Party in Punjab likely to change as a result of what's happened?
Vishnu, the Punjab units of both the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress Party have made it clear that they are not in favor of an alliance, and I believe that the national leaderships of both parties have accepted that decision on national television several times. I feel that both the Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party have mutually agreed that there may not be an alliance in Punjab, and that is also part of an electoral strategy. I think as political parties, it is our right to make decisions based on the circumstances that are unique to every state in India. And Chandigarh just happens to be a territory where the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress feel that it is important to come together to defeat the BJP. And therefore, I believe that today's Supreme Court result will help the India Alliance come together even stronger, because this result has shown that if we remain united, if we fight together, we can in fact emerge successful. And it is also a message to the people of India that don't lose hope, don't allow the BJP to confuse you with slogans of Ab Ki Baar Char So Paar, because in the end of the day you have to vote. And the vote integrity is very important. The Supreme Court has shown today that the integrity of the electoral process is paramount. It's supreme. And the opposition forces, if we unite and come together, we can actually defeat these cheaters and liars.
Okay. Ashutosh Srivastav, is there anything, any message that actually goes out as far as elections are concerned? That the process of democracy is concerned, do you believe that from a larger standpoint, that entire process is cleaned up?
First of all, the Supreme Court has not made any remark against any political party. Secondly, you know, the Supreme Court said that yes, if the particular person who has not discharged the duties properly under Section 340 of Criminal Procedure Code, for submitting false affidavit and making the wrong submissions in the court, he should be prosecuted under the relevant provisions of IPC. That is a separate thing. Now, apart from that, if we see the elections being conducted, for instance, in Chandigarh by the ballot process, is not the process being followed across the country. We know the EVMs are being followed, and such questions were raised in the same Supreme Court, and which had rejected all such PILs, stating that the elections are happening in a, you know, fair and impartial manner. So there was some PILs which were rejected even in September 2023. So I think, according to me, the, you know, one particular instance which has been wrongly conducted by one particular person cannot be made as a precedent across the country so far as the elections are concerned. So this is my view in this. And the Supreme Court, has said only that the inquiry should be conducted against this person. And the inquiry, if conducted, the reports will come, which will clarify how he has done, in what capacity he has done, what was his intentions of doing so. And accordingly, the prosecution will be initiated against
him. All right. So that is actually a really
for his misconduct.
That's actually, can I make a quick rebuttal, Vishnu? Rebuttal.
Yes, 30 seconds. I need to wrap up. Yes.
This Ashadar, I'll come to Anil Masi. Anil Masi was a BJP member. He was not an unconnected apolitical figure. He was a BJP member appointed by the administrator of Chandigarh, who, by the way, is appointed by the central government. So how can anyone claim today that the BJP is not involved in the fraud that has been committed by this gentleman? And secondly, the Chief Justice of India has said this gentleman should be prosecuted, not that an inquiry should be launched against him. They said prosecution should be immediately
But he
begun.
Also has to answer questions. Okay, look, I'm Shadan, 30 seconds to you. Go ahead.
Yes, just quickly. I think the one of the curious points which come out of this whole episode is this. The fact that ballots were used in this specific instance, in my view, actually made it easier for the court to come to a determination that there was fraud conducted, and the fact that there was live recording. So the use of ballots and live recording were two crucial aspects. In fact, for the opposition, it may be open to argue that, in fact, you know, things with ballots are probably more transparent than it is with the EVM.
All right. So Shadan, interrupting you, need to go out of time completely, but that opens up a larger argument and debate. Thanks to all of you very much for being with us. We'll take a short break. Thanks for being with us. Good night.